With Capital Public Radio News, I'm Steve Milne. It's Friday. That means it's time to check in with Sonia Sorich. Good morning, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
Sonia is digital editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. On Fridays, we talk about the week's business news. There's a project in the works in Folsom that took another step forward this week. It was announced that a wine business will join this development.
This week, we learned that a business called Willamette Wine Works will open on the second floor of a new building called the Roundhouse in historic Folsom. Now, the first floor of this building will be filled by Scott's Seafood, which is moving from its Greenback Lane location in Folsom into this new building. The building is the first phase of a multi-phase project called Historic Folsom Station. It will ultimately include more retail along with lofts and office space. It's located near a parking structure and amphitheater in historic Folsom.
And this Roundhouse project's been in the works for a while, right?
Yes, the whole project has been envisioned for quite some time, actually more than a decade. It faced delays from the Great Recession, the end of redevelopment agencies, and a city streetscape project. But now progress on the first phase of the project appears to be moving forward. Construction on that first building got underway this past summer, and the wine business could have its grand opening in the fall.
Yeah, what else can you tell us about that wine business?
Yes, I bet you're already thirsty. This is an extension of Willamette Valley Vineyards, which is based in Oregon. In Folsom, you can expect food and wine pairings, as well as what the business calls a unique hands-on wine blending experience. And another fun fact, the founder of this wine business is actually the brother of the executive who's leading the historic Folsom Station project.
And this isn't the only new business coming to Folsom. The city recently saw the arrival of two new dessert shops.
Yes, Pretty Sweet Bakery in Folsom's Palladio at Broadstone and Whips Desserts in the Commonwealth Square Shopping Center. Now, Pretty Sweet sells custom cakes, cupcakes, cookies, and a whole bunch of other baked goods, while Whips Desserts offers an interesting new type of treat. Basically, customers at that store choose a slice of cake or pie, which is then whipped together with ice cream and served in a bowl or as a milkshake. Both businesses are locally owned, and they're among several new additions to the local dessert scene.
So are we going to start seeing a surge in dessert places now? I thought healthy eating was on the rise.
Yes, that's actually right, too. We've seen the arrival of many new eateries that focus on specialty diets. But at the same time, I haven't written about a whole lot of dessert shops closing. That's probably due to two key reasons. First of all, there's the social media factor. A lot of these new dessert shops are twists on traditional desserts, things that are perfect for Instagram photos. When Sweet Dozen Cones opened a few months ago in Folsom, people waited for hours to try soft-serve gelato in donut-style cones. Also, dessert shops might be expanding because retail hubs are transforming into lifestyle centers. Having a dessert option in a center makes sense as a way to get shoppers to stay there longer. For example, grab a cupcake after your movie.
All right. Thanks, Sonia.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.